We are learning Masechtas Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the new parak of Ve'elu Ksharim. In the first two blocks of Ve'elu Ksharim, you get all Hilchas Keshira that you can know about Hilchas Shabbos. It's all over here in the Gemaras over here. The halacha is, according to the Mishnayos and the Gemara here, the only time you are chayiv for a kesher, if it's a kesher shel kayama. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's really three levels. There's a kesher shel kayama, which is also medaraisa. Then there's a kesher that has a certain amount of time, and that's chayiv medarabanan. And then you have a kesher that you open every day, and that's mutter lechatchila. In the Rambam is brought down another thing called a kesher uman, that a professional kesher, and that might be a iser by itself. And we are choshed that in halacha lemaisa. But in the Gemara, it doesn't come up right away anything about kesher shel uman. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu kesharim shechayim lahim. These are the kesharim. The following kesharim, a person is chayim on Shabbos if he ties this kesher. Kesher agamalim, a knot of the camels, v'kesher asafonim, and the knot of the ships. What it means is that a camel has in its nose or in its mouth somewhere, it has a little ring made out of string, and they tie that ring, and that ring is in his nose forever, or in the sphena forever. And then, when you want to tie it to the dock, or tie the camel to a pole, you take a string, and you hook it onto that little circle, little ring, and you tie it to something. And we'll see which kesher gemalim is the raisa exactly. But what's the raisa? Kesher gemalim, kesher asaponim, the kesher of the shipmakers. Kushem shu chayiv al kishurim, just a chayiv for tying the knot. Kahu chayiv al hayterim, you're also chayiv for untying the knot. Ramei oimre kol kesher shu yochel atirei ba'achas miyodov. Any kesher you can untie with one hand, ein chayiv lo, not chayiv. And we'll see what type of knot Ramei is referring to. Ad kana mishnah. Zok the Gemara. My kesher agmal mekesher asfanim. We said a camel's knot and a ship knot is chayiv. What type of knot is that? Ile mekatra the katra is mama. Are we talking about the string that we tie to the ring, or the katra katra beastradida, or it means the string that we tie to the ring on the ship? Break the Gemara. That's not a kesher kiyamahu. That's not there forever. Every time you pull out with the ship, you untie it, and every time you take the camel out, you untie it. So that's not a kesher kiyama. Why should we chayim on that? Ella means kitra des mama gufa. It means the ring actually that you're putting into the nose and you're tying that, that's there forever. Visadra de gufa, and the actual ring that's made out of rope that you tie to the svina. That actual ring that you tie to the svina is there forever, and therefore that's the case we are chayim. That's the kesher shel gemalim, and kesher shel sivanim chayim is that ring that you tie to the nose of the camel and to the ship, and to the bow of the ship. So tomorrow, Rabbi, said the Mishnah, Ramei Yoimer called kesher. He said, any kesher could undo with one hand, in at chayiv. What does that mean? Boy, Rav Achtavi, Achui Demar Acha, Aniva L'Ramei Yamahu. What about making a bow, according to Ramei? Taima de Ramei Yamashun Yochel Atir V'Achas V'Yodav, who is the reason, because you could undo it with one hand. Panami Yochel Atir, that also you could undo with one hand. Like, don't Taima de Ramei Yamashun Lai Mehidik. He's talking about any not Ramei. Saying, I didn't make it tight, and it's so not tight, so loose, that I could pull it out with one hand. But a bow is tight. Teku. So we're claiming, what's Ramei? Ramei is like a Matzias, got to do it out one hand. Or the Vart is that it's not tight. Teku. We don't know Pshar Ramei. We actually don't know. We're not Paschal like Ramei anyway. But that's the clear Ramei. Is Pshat is that you can do it with one hand. Anything you can do with one hand. Or the Vart is not tight. So the Mishnah Vayit, continuing with the Lachas of Kesher. So we first Mishnah talked about Kesher Shal Kayama de Echayiv. Now we're talking about the ones that are darabanan. Yes, the ksharim and the ones that are mutar lechatchila. Yes, the ksharim she'ein chayav maleim kekesher agmalim kekesher asfanim. There are certain knots; they are not chayav chatos like a kesher agmalim kekesher asfanim. Certain things are not chayav chatos. Kesheres. Now the Mishnah doesn't read so good. The Mishnah doesn't give examples right away of lechatchila, so you have to know what that means. It says there are knots that are called kesher and kiyama that are also medarabanan. And the Mishnah sounds like giving examples to that, but it's a problem because the Mishnah gives examples of things that are mutar lechatchila. The Mishnah says, Kesheres isha mafteya chaluka. A isha is allowed to tie her cape onto herself. And the way they tied the cape is, they tied the right side onto the left shoulder and the left side onto the right shoulder. So you're allowed to tie that onto yourself because every day you undo your shirt. The chute svacha and the strings of your head covering, v'shel piskia, and your belt, you let it tie. V'ritzuiz min avosan, you let it tie your shoes. V'noidus yayin v'shemen, and they used to have barrels of yayin shemen made out of leather pouches of yayin and shem. You're allowed to tie that. Ukederus of basa. And they used to tie on top of the meat, they used to tie a piece of material. That also you're allowed to do on Shabbos because you undo it every time you take out food. Therefore, it's not a kasher shel kayama. You also allowed to tie in front of the pen. You make like two strings across, one 2 feet high, one 6 feet high. You put across the pen. You allowed to do that also again because they go out and in every day. So let's try to explain the Mishnah. Mishnah starts off the yeshukah ksharim she'ein chayav maleha that you're not chayiv, and it says kikesha agamalim kikesha asmanim. Then it says that you're mutter l'chatchila. What's going on here? So the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Yesh Ksharim She'en Chayav Malayim Kesha Agmalim Kesha Asvanim. It says in the beginning of Mishnah that there's certain Ksharim that are not Chayiv, like Kesha Agmalim Kesha Asvanim, which means only also the Rabbanon, Chayuvo, you're like a Surika. There's no Chayiv, but there is an Isser. And then, V'hadotani Kesharis Isham Aftei HaChalukah, that Isher is allowed to tie a Chalukah, fill a chatchila. So what's going on over here? It sounds like it's not the Rabbanon, it's Mutter Chachila. So this is how you read the Mishnah. Yesh Ksharim, they are knots. She'en Chayav Malam Kesha Gmalam Kesha Svanim. They are knots, you're not Chayiv like Kesha Gmalam Kesha Svanim. My Nihu, what are they? Kitra the Katri Vizmama, the Kitri the Katri Vizradrida. You know which type of strings? Knots. You're not Chayiv, it's only part of Asr. The knot that you tie, the knot that you tie to the svina, and the string and knot that you tie to the gemalim. That is the case of the things that you're not chayef for that. Why not chayef for that? Because those things don't leave there forever. Like we said, the ring in the nose that you leave forever. But the string that you tie to the string that you tie to the ring, that you don't leave there forever, because sometimes you have to pull the ship out. Now, sometimes even when you pull the ship out, you leave the string attached to the ring. And the same thing with a camel. Sometimes you pull the camel out, you attach it to the camel. So those strings that are tied to the ring of the ship, and or string tied to the nose of the camel, those things are only aser midrabanan, those strings. Because mine says sometimes they are tied, they're untied in a week or two. That's what Rashi says, in a week or two. That's chiyuv like a surikah. Yeshu tam l'chatchila, ma'ani u kasharis b'tach haluka. But the shirts, that's mutar l'chatchila. That's mutar l'chatchila. So now let's get clear. So we know aser midrabanan is something that's kasher shel kayam, this forever. Something that gets, that miftar haluka is mutar. And the case of the string that I tied to the rope I tied to the camel, or the rope I tied to the ship, that's Aser Midrabanan. Now, what exactly is a shear? Rashi says, Shavua or Shavayim, a week or two. So it sounds like if it's less than a week, if it's 6 days or 5 days, then the lacha is, it would be mutter. The lacha is, it would be not mutter, it would be mutter. It sounds like Rashi, the only time it's Aser Midrabanan is only for a week or two. But if it would be a week or two, but if it would be less than a week, then the lacha would be mutter katchila. Lamaisa, there's other days in the Rishonim, not like Rashi, and therefore the Mechah passes like the Ruma passes lechumra. It says over here that the Yesh Oimrim, and I'm reading you in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Alf in the Ruma. The Yesh Oimrim should call Kesha Shein Asher Lahater Ba'Oisa Yoim Atzmai. Any Kesha is not made to undo that day. Mikri Shal Kayama. The Yesh Makilim Loimer the Ad Shiva Yomim until 7 days. Lo Mikri Shal Kayama, not called Shal Kayama. So it's 2 days. And Lamaisa, we have to machbir that if it's more than one day, it's a shaila of Kesha Shakayama. Therefore, it's a Geya. In the olden days, sometimes they had these Sefer Torahs with a gartel that you had to do with a bow, or you tied it. So if you tied it more than one day, because you're not going to read it till Monday or Thursday, it's a Shaila of Kesha Shakayama, of the Medar Abana at least. But if you're Rashi, you'll be Mutter. But if you're Oshayna, be also. This example of a case. Most people put on shoes, they only do it for one day. But if you type of guy who takes his shoes off without untying his shoes, it might be a Shaila Isra Abanan if you don't take it out that day. So you should make sure to take it out within 24 hours.